You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Pardon the interruption, but I'm Mike Wilbon. Tony, the Lost and Found Department at Lambeau Field says it has somebody's dentures.
I'm Tony Kornheiser. You know what else got lost at Lambeau? The last
what?
8 games, the Bears played there. All 8.
Is that all? I thought it was many more than that.
That's all.
You sure? You sure about that?
Oh,
research give you that number?
It's more than 8? Is it more than 8
in a row? It
seems
like it's
about
12 to 15. It seems like it goes back to Favre, which would be like in the 90s. Wow.
Yeah. Welcome to PTI, boys and girls. In today's episode, Jim Harbaugh's new job, Luka Doncic's frustration, and Booger McFarland's conference championship observations for 5 good minutes. But we begin today with breaking news. Just hours after the Panthers decided to go with Dave Canales as their head coach, the Atlanta Falcons are reportedly hiring Raheem Morris as theirs. Morris has been the defensive coordinator of the Rams and has previously been the head coach of the Bucks and the interim head coach of the Falcons. Bill Belichick had been linked to this job, Wilbon. What do you make of who the Falcons hired and who they didn't?
Well, Tony, they hired somebody who's familiar to them. They're familiar with his work. You mentioned formerly interim coach. He's also been, he's had a lot of experience. Head coach, yes, at Tampa. Has been on both sides of the ball as an assistant defensive primarily, but a passing game coordinator as well. Atlanta knows him from being in their building and being in a rivals building in Tampa. So they are thoroughly familiar with Raheem Morris. The Bill Belichick thing, I know others had expressed like, oh, we can't wait to see what Bill Belichick's going to do in Atlanta. And you and I have been saying for a couple of weeks, why? We don't see the attraction, no quarterback there. Maybe there's a relationship with the owner, Arthur Blank, that would supersede all this. Apparently not. I think Bill Belichick, there's still a couple of jobs that are going to be open. And I keep saying to you, Bill Belichick, I mean, he talks so lovingly about Annapolis, Maryland, which for those who don't know, is about 35 minutes from, you know, Capitol Hill in the Washington, in the nation's capital.
Yeah.
Maybe Bill Belichick, you know, they got the number 2 pick. They can get a quarterback. Maybe there's something the nation's capital has some attraction to Bill Belichick. But Atlanta got who it wanted to get.
This is understandable to me. Raheem Morris was an assistant there for 5 years. They made him the interim at one time. He finished 4-7. Maybe that wasn't good enough to get the job. But they probably looked lovingly at him over a long period of time. So I get that. But I think the larger story is Bill Belichick. When the music stops, I think he's still standing. I don't think he has a seat now, Mike, because you mentioned Washington, and I appreciate what you're saying about Annapolis, where his dad was a coach at the Naval Academy. But there's new owners, it's an unknown quantity, and they don't have a quarterback at the moment. Seattle is the only other job standing, and Seattle just fired a guy for being 72. So they're not going to hire a guy who's going to be 72. I am so surprised, ultimately, that neither the Cowboys nor the Eagles made a coaching change because I thought Belichick would fit there. Those teams are ready to win. I expect that at some point at Buffalo, there was a conversation on the ownership level. Maybe do we go to Belichick? Do we make a change? I don't think he's going to coach next year now because I don't see either of those two teams. And to me, that is the larger story because he's the greatest coach of all time. And hello, he's available. We move now to Jim Harbaugh being announced as the new coach of the Los Angeles Chargers. Forgive me if I say San Diego later. The vacancy that now exists at Michigan is likely to be filled by offensive coordinator Sharon Moore, who went 4-0 earlier this season, substituting for Harbaugh in his multiple suspensions. Wilbon, which of these people is more likely to win a championship at their new job?
Well, Tony, you know, the Chargers job, which I'm going to, you know, call reflexively the San Diego job. The Chargers job is interesting because you got a quarterback who looks like he's ready to be great if he's coached by somebody sane You could argue that sometimes Jim Harbaugh is not, but he's a hell of a coach at 44-19-1, his NFL record.
Damn.
You also got a couple of guys going to the Hall of Fame, it seems, on the defensive side of the ball, should the Chargers choose to keep them in Bosa and Mack. Okay, they terrorize quarterbacks and offenses, and that's what they do. And you have them, and you have Austin Eckler. You've got talent. The cupboard is not bare. Jim Harbaugh's not going someplace. Again, if the Chargers choose to keep these guys, because it seems like their salary situation and their contract, player contract situations are sort of a mess, and they're going to have to do some reworking in order to have the kind of full roster that Harbaugh's going to want. But you start with some big-time players. And so that's where I think Michigan is going to have to do some work. We don't know what they're going to hold this against Michigan, this whole mess that Harbaugh was in. Is there going to be a suspension of Sherrone Moore? You wouldn't think so. But we don't know what's going to happen in Michigan. That ain't going to follow Harbaugh to the Chargers.
The key to Harbaugh taking the Chargers' job is Justin Herbert. Harbaugh was himself a quarterback. I believe he was a quarterback with the Chargers for a couple of years. He's really good at quarterbacks. You mentioned that astonishingly good record in the NFL, 44-19-1. And I'm not sure, Mike, I'm not sure that he's had an NFL quarterback as good as Justin Herbert. He might have, but I'm not certain of that. But let me play devil's advocate for just a minute here. Because if you like quarterbacks, and maybe you look at the AFC quarterbacks, let's go through the list in the AFC right now. You got Patrick Mahomes, you have Lamar Jackson, you have Joe Burrow, you have Josh Allen, you have C.J. Stroud, you have Trevor Lawrence, and you got to beat all of them. You got to beat all of them in the AFC, and so that's a hard task. I'll get to Michigan in this regard. Michigan is always a top 10 team, as is Ohio State. Ohio State is loading up right now, and it seems to me somebody might have told Ryan Day that if you lose to Michigan one more time, you're out of here. The good news for Michigan now would be this. Although the Big Ten got much harder with USC, UCLA, Oregon, and Washington, they expanded the playoff, Mike, by three times. So it's easier to get in the playoff, and that's what you have to do. But I still think Harbaugh is more likely to win in a quicker time. Let's go now. This is a great segment. I have nothing to add to this one. Let's go now to our behavior segment. The Mavericks were at home last night playing Phoenix. Dallas's star player Luka Doncic had a fan removed from a good seat way down. Doncic said the fan cursed him in the first half. It was widely reported that the last straw was the fan shouting, quote, "Luka, you tired? Get on a treadmill," unquote.
That's so great.
Wilbon, do you have a problem with what Doncic did?
Yeah, I don't have a problem with what Doncic did. You can object to something if you're a player and you're frustrated, you're getting your butt kicked, you're playing this new rival, Devin Booker, and you've owned the Suns in Phoenix, even in a game 7, but now the Suns own you tonight. You know, Kyrie had a boo-boo, so he didn't play, and so Doncic has got to be out there getting run. And this dude, now, Doncic says the guy cursed him the whole first half, and that's what he was really upset with. And finally, this was the final straw. It's not Doncic. It's the league. Some people can't say boo to your players, and you want to throw them out. No. You cannot have slurs. There are things you cannot say in polite society at all, even in a stadium. Cursing is allowed in stadiums and arenas to a degree, and Doncic doesn't get to determine that unless you're going to be this gutless as a league and just throw out anybody anytime a player objects. Get on a treadmill was a funny line. Made me laugh last night in live time.
That's a funny line. I don't have a lot more to add to this. I have watched you for years on this show slam Doncic as being immature and out of shape, and you have watched me slam Embiid as being yappy and never won anything. In this particular case, Dallas is a bad team right now. They got beat by over 20 at home in this game. They've lost five out of seven. They're 8-11 since mid-December. If the line is only the treadmill line, fine. I disagree with you on cursing. I will tell you that LeBron James and Russell Westbrook and Kyrie Irving and Draymond Green have had guys tossed. If you attack someone's character and everyone can hear it, I think you got to go away. But if it's just the treadmill line, we both agree that's actually funny. Let's take a break.
Yes, it was.
Coming up, we will ask Booger McFarland whether he'd rather play against Patrick Mahomes or Lamar Jackson.
We'll also ask him whether the Niners will benefit from Deebo Samuel playing, even if he's less than 100%. If you call somebody a bum that attacks their character, you got to be tossed? I don't care what those other guys in the league ought to have a pair.
Not a bum.
Let the league get a pair.
Not a bum. Not a bum. More than that.
At attack.
Pardon the interruption is presented by Grey Goose, Vive la Vodka. Please sip responsibly. Part of Happy Hour. And in part by Allstate. You're in good hands.
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/PTI. That's Amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
You are watching Pardon the Interruption, presented by Grey Goose, part of Happy Hour.
We've got a few questions related to this weekend's conference championship games for our great friend, ESPN NFL and college football analyst, Booger McFarland, wearing a shirt from Old Memorial in Tampa today. And let's start with this, Booger. You played defensive tackle. Part of your job, I'm sure, was to disrupt the quarterback. Would you rather play against, it's a hard question, Patrick Mahomes or Lamar Jackson? Both are great.
Yeah, I mean, my answer is going to be neither one. I mean, because I don't know if I could catch either one of those guys. Both of them are outstanding quarterbacks in their own way. When you look at Patrick Mahomes, you're talking about arguably the most talented guy to ever play the position. He can throw the football from any arm angle. He's always got his arms down, his head downfield, looking for somebody to throw the football to. And then Lamar Jackson, look at him. I mean, he's taking his game to a new level, the presumptive MVP of our league, and his ability to run the football. And we know when he gets in the open field how electric he is. If you force me to choose one, I think I got a better chance at catching Mahomes, so I'd probably rather play him, because me, you, or Tony, we got no chance of catching Lamar Jackson at all.
That's right. Let's talk about a great defense that the Ravens have right now. And as you know, Booger, for so many years, that meant talking about Ray Lewis. The defense is great again. Ray is long gone. Who on that Baltimore defense should we be primarily focused on now?
Well, we're going to stay at the same position. It's right there at the linebacker. And I'm going to give you two guys because I think they both deserve to be mentioned. Patrick Queen from LSU, an inside linebacker. He's kind of the Robin to the Batman of Roquan Smith. By the way, Mike, Roquan Smith, who used to be in Chicago, you guys didn't want him in Chicago.
Yeah.
One team's trash is another's treasure, and he is flourishing in Baltimore. He's the guy that runs that defense, and it's amazing what happened when he came over. They were looking for a playmaker in the front seven. Their defense was struggling. In comes Roquan Smith, and he fits in and fits this defense like a glove. He's kind of the heartbeat of that defense. He and Patrick Queen, they play sideline to sideline. And if you want to watch somebody on the field, watch those two guys. Watch Roquan Smith and Patrick Queen. Those two linebackers are going to be outstanding, and they set the tempo for the Baltimore Ravens.
Let's look over in the NFC for a second and focus in on Deebo Samuel. Obviously, he practiced today. We're wondering what he's going to look like on Sunday if he's out there. And at what percentage would you rather have Deebo Samuel hurt less than, then you'd rather have 100% of somebody else.
You know, if you gave me Debo at 75%, I feel like I could make it work, because if nothing else, I could use Debo as a decoy. And if you go back to the Green Bay Packer game, the 49ers offense just never could get in rhythm. And I truly believe it's because they were missing Debo Samuel. And a large part of what Kyle Shanahan wants to do is get the football to Debo on the jet sweeps, out of the backfield, throwing the football, throwing the screens to him. He's kind of the playmaker that gets that offense going. So if you gave me Debo Samuel at 75%, at least I can use him as a decoy if he really is hurt and he can't run the football. But he is a tone setter. If you've ever seen the 49ers enter on the field, Mike, they got two guys. They got Trent Williams and they got Debo Samuels. And they got this dude with this huge radio, this boombox. He escorts them on the field. Like, Debo is the emotional leader of this football team, so I take him at 75%, if for no other reason than he can walk out with the guy with the boombox, because it's one of the greatest entrances in the National Football League.
Even at my old advanced age, I thought boomboxes were out. I didn't think people were still using those things.
Sounds like he's describing Radio Raheem back in the old days.
Yeah, from the movie. Yes. Absolutely. All right. We are still a few days away, so you may change your mind as we get to Sunday. But right now, which way are you leaning in both these games?
Well, I'm going to start with the one in the AFC, since I believe they played that one at 3 o'clock. It's going to be inclement weather, I heard, raining, a little chilly. It's going to be tough for me to go against the Baltimore Ravens. I just believe Lamar Jackson is playing at an outstanding level. That defense is outstanding, and you guys know how I feel about defense, even though they're going against Patrick Mahomes, who we know what he can do and what he's capable of. But at some point, water finds its level, and the Chiefs' offense just hasn't been right all year, even though they had their best performance against Buffalo. So I'm going to go with the Baltimore Ravens. And then when you go to the other side, Brock Purdy just hasn't been right, guys. He should have thrown a pick six against the Green Bay Packers. He didn't play well, and we can blame it on the rain. But if you go back throughout the last part of the season, he didn't play well then. And the Detroit Lions, they're coming in biting knees and ankles, and Dan Campbell is kind of like America's coach. So I'm going to go with the Detroit Lions to go on the road and upset the 49ers, because Brock Purdy's not playing well. The pass rush isn't there. And I think Detroit is this year's it team. And we'll have a Super Bowl of Baltimore and Detroit, and may the best team win.
Like that. Like that.
Thank you, Booger. Thanks as
Thank
always.
You, That's Appreciate great. Appreciate it, man.
Always, guys. Enjoy it every time.
Let's take one last break. Still to come, will a change at head coach make an impact for the Wizards? Spoiler alert, no.
No, it won't. Not in the next couple of years. And will top-ranked South Carolina get its first loss tonight at ninth-ranked LSU? That is must-watch TV right there.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Pardon the Interruption is presented by Grey Goose. Vive Vodka. Please sip responsibly. Part of Happy Hour.
Happy time, people. Happy belated 53rd birthday, Julie Foudy. Anytime we can say happy birthday to someone who has been a guest on this show, we do it. Foudy was on two U.S. Women's World Cup winners in 1991 and 1999. Foudy was a midfielder on those teams that featured Mia Hamm, Michelle Akers, Christine Lilly, and Brandi Chastain, who owns the most famous photograph in soccer when she ripped off her shirt after the U.S. beat China in the final of the 1999 World Cup. Foudy also played on Olympic gold medal teams in 1996 and 2004. She's a Stanford grad. She's made a career in sports casting. And we have loved having her on this high-quality basic cable show.
I've been lucky enough to sit in and do some work with Julie Foudy, who's brilliant. If the subject is soccer, I would rather listen to and be engaged with and by Julie Foudy than anybody on the men or women's side at this or any other network. That's how great Julie Foudy is on the topic of soccer and just about anything else.
Happy anniversary, Grant Hill. On this day 29 years ago, Hill became the first rookie ever to lead all NBA players in All-Star votes received, earning a nod on nearly 1.3 million of the record 6.2 million fan ballots. The last NBA rookie who was named an All-Star was Blake Griffin in 2011. San Antonio rookie Victor Wembanyama is currently in eighth place among Western Conference frontcourt players. People forget how great Grant Hill was in his first few years before injuries did him in. And Hill is in the news now for his role in Olympic basketball. He recently selected 41 candidates for the U.S. team in Paris, which will eventually be paired to 12 players.
Grant Hill's first 6 years in the league, he was great. Not really good, great. And people have no idea what an all-around great player Grant Hill was. More importantly, right now, his lovely wife, Tamia, is on tour. I'd like, some really good seats to see Tamia. I'm just, as a big fan, I'm just saying, enough of Grant.
Just a, what a wonderful
enough.
Name drop and to beg for seats.
I'm just saying, you see
Happy
Tamia
trails. Happy trails to coaching for the Wizards, for Wes Unseld Jr. The terrible Washington Wizards, who lost at home last night to Minnesota, have pushed Wes Unseld Jr. off the bench and into the front office. Replacing him on an interim basis is assistant Brian Keefe. The timing in this is bizarre, as the Wizards are in the middle of a back-to-back and will host Utah tonight. The Wizards are awful. They recently lost home games to Detroit and San Antonio, who had been more awful. This team couldn't win now with Red Auerbach. When Kyle Kuzma and Jordan Poole are your marquee players, I'm sorry, you can't win. Everyone assumes the Wizards are trying to lose and doing a bang-up job of it. Unseld was 77 and 130 in Washington, a better record, for example, than Chauncey Billups' 73 and 135 in Portland, another team with no squad, and nobody's firing him and shouldn't.
Tony, it's very persuasive. I hear you. You know this. There's one magic name with that franchise in the history of that franchise.
Unseld.
What's the magic name? Unseld, his dad.
Unseld.
Yes. Uh-huh.
You one omission.
That franchise.
Golf.com reports Anthony Kim is in talks with the PGA Tour and the LIV Tour about a return
wow.
to the sport. I believe he's been
wow.
out 12 years. Very quickly
yeah.
to the big finish, if we can.
Let's do it.
Northwestern beat number 10, Illinois in OT. Significant to you, right?
Yes, sir. 14-5 now with two wins against top 10 teams. Beat Purdue, beat Illinois last night. Big win. Golfer Nick Dunlap. We got a hell of a home court advantage now. Nick Dunlap going pro. Do you like that call for him?
I think he has to do it. If he waits 2 years, he's going to miss out on all the great endorsement deals he's going to get right now. Coco Gauff lost to Aryna Sabalenka in straight sets. Will Djokovic make it through tonight?
Playing center, I'm looking for an upset. Nathan MacKinnon had 4 goals in a game the second time this season. You're impressed?
Very impressed. He's a leading scorer in the league from Colorado. Last one, women's college hoops tonight. Number 1, South Carolina at number 9, LSU. Who you got, big boy?
That is on the marquee on a ball night. That game must see.
Who you got?
South
Who
Carolina.
Who you got?
South Carolina.
All right, we're out of
Dawn
time.
Staley.
We'll try and do better the next time. Scott Sadler, happy birthday.
I'm Mike Wilbon. Same time tomorrow, Knuckleheads. You can get the podcast on the ESPN app or Apple Podcasts. And now,
no countdown tonight.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome,
so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.